Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. From death to temperance, the first 10 days of Sagittarius season, the great transition, walking out of the underworld. Sagittarius season always begins with a shift, but not a gentle one. It's the moment we walk out of Scorpio's underworld, brushing off the ashes of what died, and step into the fire of purpose, vision, and forward movement. This year, the transition is especially potent. We move from the tarot death card straight into temperance. Death is transformation through inevitability. Temperance is transformation through intention. Death strips away. Temperance rebuilds. Death is surrender. Temperance is the adjustment. Death is not ending, it's transformation. The card represents the necessary disillusion that must occur before rebirth can take place. Death is about releasing what no longer serves, old patterns, outdated beliefs, relationships that have run their course, identities we've outgrown. The death card is associated with Scorpio, a water sign ruling feelings and emotions. This is the realm of deep emotional excavation, the subconscious, the shadow work that precedes all genuine transformation. There is suffering in the process, the painful recognition that something must die for something new to be born. This is the emotional residue of resistance to change. After 30 days in Scorpio's depths, we emerge raw and vulnerable, but ready. The death card brings us to conclusion, an announcement that a chapter has closed. We stand at the threshold, having shed our old skin. Now Scorpio season asks, what will you do with what remains? After spending 30 days in the depths of death, much healing needs to take place. Temperance is the healing card. The place where imbalance is acknowledged, the new recipe for your life is slowly measured out. Temperance is not passive balance, it's active harmonization. Picture an angel mixing waters between two cups. This is the act of tempering, of finding the perfect tune, of blending elements that don't easily mix. Qualities of temperance is balance. Finding the middle path between excess and deficiency, forbearance, patience, and restraint in the face of extremes. Harmonizing, bringing disparate elements into alignment. Healing, restoring what was disrupted or damaged. But temperance holds a paradox. While it primarily speaks to balance, it can also indicate a healthy overflow of energy when true equilibrium is achieved. It's about finding the right measure, not suppression. Sagittarius, the archer who aims for higher truth and meaning, represented by temperance. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, luck, and the wheel of fortune, rules Sagittarius. This connection reveals something crucial. Temperance isn't just about our own willpower to create balance. It's about recognizing that forces outside of yourself are coming in to right a wrong, restore what was lost, cool what was hot, or heat what was too cool. The universe itself is working to temper our lives toward balance. Sagittarius season is the sun learning patience, timing, and proportion. It's the fire sign that doesn't burn impulsively. It is the fire with purpose. To temper is to cool what is overheated, warm what became too cold, mix elements to create something stronger, moderate extremes toward the golden mean. This season asks, can you bring your internal world into harmony with external forces? One of the biggest illusions during Sagittarius season is thinking the issue is out there. When we feel misaligned, we often ask, why is this happening? But the real question is, why is this happening inside me? Is it the job of the external to adjust to our internal world? Or is it our job to adjust our internal world to the external? Temperance teaches that harmony begins internally. If the external world refuses to match your internal world, which one adjusts? Temperance says your inner landscape must shift first. Sagittarius exposes where we blame others for what we refuse to temper in ourselves. They weren't making me happy. But was it ever their job? They didn't adjust. But did you? Consider someone speaking of a failed relationship. How much energy do they spend blaming the other party while failing to voice where they themselves failed to shift? The belief that someone outside of you can make you happy is a responsibility you're trying to outsource. Happiness is an inside job. The two cups in Temperance card represents higher and lower levels of consciousness. One cup is elevated, the other lowered. That angel pours water between them, mixing and balancing these different states of being, blending spiritual aspirations with earthly desires. This season is bringing critical questions to the forefront. Do you have a connection to your higher self? Can you hear your higher guidance? Can you temper your desires? Do you tend toward excess? Can you not just eat one cookie and walk away? Can you moderate fire without extinguishing it? We are moving from water, Scorpio, death, to fire, Sagittarius, temperance. Water is emotions, feelings, subconscious, and introspection. Fire is action, creativity, growth, manifestation. This is the shift from feeling to doing, from the emotional realm into the realm of building and manifesting on the physical plane. Fire governs personal development and growth, work and career, creative expression, health and wellness, physical direction and momentum, adventure and purpose. The focus now turns to what you will create with clarity you gained in the depths. The opening 10 days of Sagittarius season, 0 degrees to 10 degrees, belong to the Eight of Wands, a card of swift movement and dynamic energy. If you see the card, it looks like eight arrows flying through the air. This is where movement begins, sometimes too quickly. The energy of this card is acceleration, momentum, messages and news, fast progress, creative ignition, aim and direction, vigor and velocity. Upright, this card is about swift progress. When the Eight of Wands energy flows positively, you can see rapid completion. Something you've been working on, personal or professional, is finally moving, possibly speeding toward completion. Things that were stagnant suddenly gain traction. Promising news. You may receive communication, messages, or information that pushes you forward. New ideas come fast, powerful, and full of potential. Breakthroughs. Insights land. Clarity arrives. The pace picks up. Action over passivity. This is the time to take decisive action rather than staying passive or waiting. The arrows are flying true, all moving in the same direction with purpose and speed. The reverse of this energy points to obstacles and rashness. The shadow side of this energy is inaction, blocks that prevent progress, staying stuck when movement is needed, procrastination when action is called for, rushing unprepared, moving into endeavors before fully being prepared, making rash decisions without considering all scenarios. Scattered energy, going out shooting everywhere, hitting everything except the target you intended. Lack of focus amidst the speed. Quarrels and conflicts. Arguments arising from impulsive decisions. Altercations from hasty words. Unwanted news, messages, or information you didn't want to receive. Jealousy. Either your own surfacing or others' jealousy directed at you. The question of the Eight of Wands, are you shooting with intention or just shooting everywhere? The planetary ruler of the first decan of Sagittarius is Mercury, linked to the Magician card. But Mercury is retrograde in Scorpio during these first days. So the Magician, the manifester, the communicator, the catalyst, is digging backward, not forward. This creates a dynamic tension. Forward movement, Eight of Wands. Backward review, Mercury retrograde. Huh? Well, what the hell does that mean? It can mean news from the past resurfacing, old ideas or conversations coming back around, projects needing revision before launch, messages delayed or misunderstood, communication requiring extra clarity, manifestation requiring deeper inner work first. The Magician is retrograde in Scorpio, revisiting emotional depths, reconsidering what was buried, reviewing shadow material. You got a candle? The Wisdom. You can't rush clarity. You can't outrun what needs revisiting. The Sun, your core self, is learning temperance for the next 30 days. But for the first 10 days, require moving carefully through Mercury's retrograde filters. You also gotta realize that the Moon doesn't stay still this whole time. The Moon moves through multiple archetypes during the first 10 days, layering emotional tones onto the fire of Sagittarius. Each lunar movement is a classroom, testing your capacity for temperance in different ways. Day one, the Moon is in Sagittarius, temperance. After Scorpio's descent into death and transformation, the Sun rises into Sagittarius, carrying the temperance card. This is the alchemical moment of cooling what was too hot, heating what was too cold, and finding the golden mean. You feel the shift, lighter, clearer, more forward focus. Double temperance energy, Sun and Moon, both in Sagittarius, creates optimism, philosophical expansion, but the adjustment is still fresh. Temperance is not passive balance, it's active harmonization. Can you hold paradox without collapsing into the extremes? Begin with breath work or simple offering to mark the shift. Light a candle, set your intention for balancing and healing. Ask yourself, where am I still clinging to Scorpio's grief? And how can I temper it into wisdom? What do I need to temper in my life? Temperance, as the healing card after death, healing here is not instant. It's slow restoration of rhythm. Days 2 through 4, the Moon in Capricorn, the Devil. The Moon moves into Capricorn, activating the Devil archetype. Here comes the test. This is the confrontation with attachments, contracts, structures, old patterns, old fears, and the places where we give our sovereignty away. The focus shifts to material concerns, obligations, control, and what binds you. Old habits resurface. The Devil exposes anything that would sabotage your new beginning. The Devil is not evil, it's the mirror of bondage. It shows us where we've externalized responsibility for our happiness, where we're attached to outcomes, where we've signed away our power. The Devil plus temperance equals tension between excess and moderation. This tests whether your commitment to balance is real or performative. Capricorn asks, Where are you bound by habit or fear? Can you temper the urge to control or overindulge in material security? Journal or speak out loud? Where do I blame others for my suffering? Where do I refuse to temper my own desires? What attachments am I ready to release? The devil challenges every claim to freedom. True temperance means knowing what you're bound to and choosing consciously. Day 5 and 6, Moon in Aquarius, the star. Aquarius brings the star, a vision of renewal after the devil's shadow. Relief arrives, hope returns, vision expands. The future feels open again. The star pours water between two vessels, echoing temperance, two cups. Innovation, forward thinking, humanitarian concern, community, and collective consciousness. This is the breath of fresh air after Capricorn's heaviness. Healing through detachment and perspective. Renewed faith in the future. This is the higher octave of temperance, harmonizing not just inner and outer, but personal and collective. The star offers cosmic perspective, reminding you that healing is not just personal, it's archetypal. Practice divination or stargazing. Connect with your unique community or vision. Ask, what vision am I aligning with? How does my higher self temper my lower impulses? Can I align my inner harmony with the collective currents? The star is hope made tangible. It teaches that temperance includes tempering idealism with grounded action. Days 7 and 8, Moon in Pisces, the Moon card. Pisces draws us inward into mystery, dreams, and silence. The High Priestess sits between two pillars, holding hidden knowledge. This is deeply intuitive, emotional territory. Dreams, intuition, spiritual downloads, psychic sensitivity, emotional depth, and connection to the subconscious. But also illusions, confusion, emotional overwhelm, and the need to discern between fantasy and truth. A fog that requires inner clarity. Temperance here is about tempering action with intuition. Not every impulse needs expression. Some need incubation. High Priestess and temperance equals inner alchemy, the blending of the conscious and the unconscious streams. Meditate, dream journaling, a ritual silence. Spend time near water. Channel this energy into creative or meditative practice. Do you trust the quiet voice within more than the external noise? Can you temper escapism by staying present with mystery? The Moon card reminds us not everything needs to be clear right now. Some truths reveal themselves slowly. Days 9 and 10, Moon in Aries, the Emperor. Aries ignites fire, bringing the Emperor's authority and drive. After silence, action returns, but it must be tempered. Energy surges forward with initiative and a desire to take charge. Leadership, taking charge. Structure, meeting action. Masculine assertive energy, reclaiming personal authority. Fire strengthens, the pace accelerates. The Emperor teaches discipline. The Eight of Wands energy here can easily become rash, quarrelsome, or scattered. Emperor and temperance equals sovereignty through moderation. Leadership that is firm but not tyrannical. Can you aim your arrows with precision instead of scattering them? Can you temper impulsivity with foresight? Set clear goals or boundaries. Channel vigor into aligned projects. Write down 3 focus intentions. Are you leading with disciplined will or reactive aggression? Where do you need to assert healthy authority? The Emperor as the archetype of your life You reclaim authority, but with the wisdom of temperance guiding each decision. The first 10 days of Sagittarius season are not just about balance. They are about testing balance across shadow, vision, intuition, and authority. Sagittarius day 1, temperance learning to walk. Capricorn days 2 through 4, testing attachments and shadow. Aquarius days 5 and 6, offering vision and hope. Pisces, days 7 and 8, deepening intuition and mystery. Aries, days 9 and 10, demanding discipline, action. The 8 of Wands is swift movement, forward movement, acceleration, news, creative ignition. Mercury retrograde is about deep review, backward reflection, communication, shadow clarity. Fast movement plus deep reflection. Forward motion plus backward review, opportunity plus responsibility, internal adjustment plus external acceleration, vision colliding with unfinished business. Temperance is the teacher. Eight of Wands is the pace. Mercury retrograde is the trickster exam proctor. The Sun, your core self, ruled by the Strength card and the Sun card, has 30 days to learn the lesson of temperance. In the first 10 days, the spiritual task is to temper your reaction to rapid developments, news, and the urge to rush forward. Transformation transitioning into growth. Healing after profound change. Internal harmony creating external alignment. Swift action balanced with mindful reflection. Taking responsibility for your own happiness. Look inside for the why before looking outside. Adjust your internal landscape before demanding the external world change. Connect to your higher self. Temper desires without extinguishing your fire. Questions. Where are you still blaming external circumstances for your internal state? Can you temper your desires and excesses? Are you shooting with intention or scattering your energy? Do you trust your inner guidance more than the external noise? Can you allow external forces, karma, timing, divine order to work rather than forcing outcomes? The first 10 days invite you to heal from the death you've experienced, to find balance between opposites, to align your inner world with outer circumstances, to move forward with both fire and wisdom. You're learning that true power comes not from controlling everything, but from tempering yourself, finding the perfect mixture of action and patience, desire and restraint. Self and other, heaven and earth. Welcome to Sagittarius season. Welcome to the work of temperance. If any of this resonates with you, leave a message down below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Reading. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.